Said everything.
Hi guys, we're
He hit it twice.
Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, any changes to the agenda that you're aware of?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the agenda as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our agenda item this afternoon is old business. We have one item of old business today. It is the 2007 land use plan update, an ordinance adopting the 2007 update of the comprehensive plan for Sussex County and repealing ordinance number 1574, the comprehensive plan update adopted December 10, 2002. Okay, Mr. Lank, I think we probably want to start with the maps.
Yeah, just for informational, I provided a copy before each of your chairs for an April 23rd, 2008 Office of State Planning Coordination letter in response to the, in reference to the land use plan for your review. That's an that's the official document. We didn't, we saw a draft late last week, but this is the official one came. And you also have a copy of some proposed or suggested addendums for consideration. As of April 3rd, are dealing with through the staff and with the Office of State Planning Coordination and the Liberal Dollar Advisory Council, which would be something we need to discuss later.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lank, the addendums for considerations arose from
staff. Reviewing the comments that came from PLUS previously, and trying to satisfy the conditions of the things the state wants in our document.
Right. Well, we'll definitely.
There would be addendums that would be referenced in the land use plan. I don't know how much text would be required. It should be minimal as an addendum for things we'd have to consider in the ordinance process.
Okay. Well, then let's do the maps, and then we'll do that, and then we'll. If anybody else has any discussion on the plan, we'll do that.
If I can, our last meeting I provide you with copies of a set of maps. They're basically the tax map combination with the zoning map to show you the parcels that we have been requested to give consideration to for incorporation into the developing areas of the comprehensive plan future land use map. And I showed you those on a highlighted map of the existing map with circles around them?
Correct. Yes, sir.
That's about the best way we can figure it to show them. Mm-hmm. 10 of those, there was 21 areas. 10 of those areas are already on the map, but they were things that we had given consideration to in the public hearing and also for the last year or so on some of them. So just a quick overview of those. Number one was the property of the Woodbridge School District. Outside of Greenwood, and then southwest of Greenwood, northwest of Bridgeville, that had been incorporated into the plan on the existing map already. The second area was an area west and north of Bethel that was requested by several farmers that totals several hundred acres, and requesting that be incorporated into the developing area. The third area was an area the Collins property right next to the Laurel landfill. Fourth area was an expansion of the, you see on the Delmar area, we'd already on the land use plan show a expansion of the development area based on existing GR zoning, the Blackwater Creek rezoning parcels. And then there was a proposal by a couple of parties that wanted to expand that into a probably a third to a half again as large as what it originally was. And then we had the Justice property outside of Laurel to the east of Laurel, probably 2 miles east, would be the fifth one. The sixth one included both area already on the map and an area proposed that was south of Ellendale, excuse me. The seventh one was the Eagle's Nest properties. There's a church, school, some commercial activities in the general area, some residential activities, sort of like a village, and that was already on the map. There was a parcel of just 1,000 feet to a quarter mile southwest of that site that's requested inclusion and as a in a development area. Number eight was south of Milton. It was right next to the Milton area. We'd already approved a subdivision for that site in the last year.
All right.
So really not necessary. It really necessarily
smooth point. Okay.
Need to be included. Yeah. Number nine was the Harbison site, which was already on the map. It's been on the map since we submitted the first one. Then there was an expansion area to the east of that was originally a ag preservation district. That district's been abandoned, and now they're trying to get into the development district. And that would be right at Cool Spring Farm. Cool Spring Farm's probably 100 plus or minus lots right between the proposed Harbison development area and this site. Number 10 would have been the site around Red Mill Pond. It includes already on the map Pine Town and two other parcels adjacent to it. We also have proposals at the intersection of 88 and 1. There was Overbrook Acres, the Thomas Robinson property, the Robert Robinson property. If you gave consideration to that, you should be give consideration to the subdivision that's in between Canary Creek and those sites. But it needs to tie into the boundary of the existing district. Number 11 was a site that probably shouldn't have been even submitted. It's a real small site. It's really a rezoning issue. I can explain that detail if you want. Number 12 was White Farm, which was at Millsboro Northwest, and it's adjacent to the county landfill on both sides of Route 20. Number 13 was already on the map. It was an area proposed for inclusion in the Millville by the Sea project in Millville. And number 14 was the Johnson Corner Sanitary Sewer District. We'd already included that also. In reference, do you want to do it by number? That might be the easiest.
Sure.
Yeah.
Probably that would be the easiest. The first one is, again, the lands of the Woodbridge School District, Brent Workman's property, and a couple parcels to get a closure and a connection to the Bridgeville development area. And it's already on the map. So if you want to consider each one separately, that's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, Council, procedurally, do we need a motion and a vote, or can we do it by consensus, or what?
Probably wouldn't hurt to just do it by a motion and a vote. I mean, just to be on the safe side.
On each one?
Yeah, I think, because otherwise, if you try to do all of them, you're going to deviate, you know, and it'd just be easy just to do it as each one, I think, for clarity's sake.
If you're going to take in someone that hasn't requested it, is that...
We have. In that one, for example, we picked up pieces and small parcels that were surrounded by the school district to give it some kind of boundary. We weren't trying to pick up parcels, specific parcels.
Right.
We try to get a connection to the property that's already in the development area.
Do those people get notified, or should they get notified? Or is there
not required to be notified. It's a county proposed map you're really not trying to look at.
I don't know that anybody would have an objection to being included. You know, it doesn't mean you have to develop
but
it.
But what you would be saying, if you incorporate those areas that is in a developing area, if they wanted to do something with their property, they've got to come in and make application for rezoning.
Right.
So they still have to go to a public hearing. It's not a give. It might be a little help to them, but it doesn't guarantee.
Okay.
So the first one would really be the section northwest of Bridgeville, southeast of Greenwood, that's already proposed on the map. So really, do we have to vote on it if they're on the map?
Yeah, I don't think you even need to. It's already been...
It'll be a consensus.
Okay,
a
fine. Consensus. Anybody have a comment?
Those would just say that there's consensus that...
That's already been published and commented on.
Well, that would apply to all the ones you just read, wouldn't it? Weren't the ones you just read all already on the map?
No, there's
some that are proposed.
There's 21
spaces.
Areas.
Yeah.
There's 10 already on the map.
Okay. Well, those we can just do by consensus, can't we? The ones that are already on the map?
The ones that have already been on the map, again, would be the Woodbridge School and other properties the Delmar site, the GR plus the expansion area, which include the AR district around Blackwater Creek. The parcels west of 113 at Ellendale, which would have been the Green property and another corporation, I can't think of what it is. But it's both sides of 16.
Right.
And it's already in the development area for the town of Ellendale. And the Eagle's Nest area, which is already on the map. The portion of Harbison, which is already on the map. The Pine Town, Loblaw Acres at Red Mill Pond, the Millville by the Sea or Millville Expansion, and also the Johnson Corners.
It's all the yellow ones on the drawings.
Okay.
Except for the Hal Duke.
Yeah, that's just, cause that's just.
But that should have been yellow. That's my mistake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody have any comment, question? Okay, it's safe to reach a consensus that we're in agreement with having those in the development district. Okay, Mr. Lang. Looks like we're good to go on those.
Okay.
And again, those are the ones that have already appeared.
Because they're already in there. Yeah, we're just, yeah. So.
Yeah, we've already been through public hearing with both the commission and council with no suggested changes.
Okay, well, let's start with the ones that.
So then the next item would be sheet two. Which would be the O'Neill, Hastings, and Jones properties. And they're just outside of Bethel. And they are the parcels that were requested by those individuals. There's no expansion shown that would incorporate any other lands to those. You can note there's a dark portion just above the blue line, which we drew in. It's got a crosshatch through it.
Yeah.
And there's some crosshatch lands just to the right side of that blue line. They're all state property, part of the Nanticoke Wildlife Area. And Bethel hasn't completed their comprehensive plan to date. They're working on that. And from what I understand, they have no proposed expansion areas at present.
I have a question.
You're dead on.
I have a question for Mr. Lang.
Go ahead.
I believe all the members of the commission got a letter from a couple, their name escapes me, in Bethel, that had urged us to do a consideration, I think, of the Bethel area insofar as its historic significance.
The gentleman that spoke at the council public hearing, I don't think he spoke at the commission to the public.
No, he did not speak, but we did. We got letters. Does the developing area have any interference with any historic significance or any historic district?
All these sites are just ag and woodland. There's no development of any of those parcels. They're just parcels been connected together by those three different property owners. There's a small sliver of land that's right, as you see right next to the town of Bethel. There's a little piece of that property that's in town.
Well, are you going to have to take in something to hook these two pieces together? Because there's one piece that's
isolated. Well, you would. If you decide to expand it, you'd have to connect the two together.
Does staff have a recommendation on this one?
Yeah.
Knowing, you know, just the position that Bethel took, and there's not any infrastructure there, and there's no development district there. I don't think that the staff would make a recommendation for consideration of this at this time. With the market the way it is and all the other issues, and there's no proposed infrastructure going out there. It really doesn't make much sense at this time. 5 years from now, we do the next plan, it might be a lot of consideration for it.
Plus, Mr. Chairman, if I recall from the public hearing, there was concern expressed about the environmentally sensitive area that borders on in that area as well.
Yes, and I have a concern that what we're being asked to do with some of these kind of amounts to spot zoning. I mean, people are asking for individual pieces here and there in order to make a contiguous map. We are connecting the dots, and you end up with a much larger area than anybody ever asked for. And I'm not sure that's what we should be doing. I'm inclined to agree with the staff, gentlemen. Anybody else have an opinion that you want to share?
Do we need a motion?
I think in this instance we do, and we say
just so it's on the record pretty clearly what your opinion is.
By the way, Mr. Lang, what we do today is this subject to County Council?
Sure is. Whatever you do.
They can undo.
They can change.
Okay.
Or you're going to make a recommendation?
That's what I wanted to make clear.
Will be
we're not making the final decision, gentlemen. We're making a recommendation.
I think what would happen, though, is if the recommendation is for inclusion, the proposed map would then be amended.
We would show them a suggested amendment.
Okay, well, that doesn't change the way I feel about it.
So what we'd be voting on is whether or not to include it in the development zone.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, basically, it would be creating a development zone around.
That's the whole issue. What we're really doing is we're creating another development zone. You know, it's not just making one bigger or whatever. In this case, that's what we're doing. And some of them, it's just an extra piece, and some of that might be okay. That's why we're taking them one at a time. But yeah, you know.
Well, Mr. Chairman, based on our discussions that we've had and as well as some of the input we've had at the public hearing, my motion is that we recommend against the inclusion of those areas identified as number two surrounding the town of Bethel, that they not be included in the gross development zone.
Second that.
It's moved and seconded to recommend that the areas designated as number two in the Bethel area not be included as a developing district. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay. Next up.
Number three would be a request proposed that parcel is contiguous to the Laurel landfill. It's quite a distance at this time from Laurel's proposed town center, which you can see on the sketch also. Showing some development area in some town centers, probably a good half mile to a mile from any connection to the Laurel Town Center or development area.
Whose is it?
Mark Collins. It's contiguous to the landfill.
Not that it matters.
It's not contiguous to a development area or a town center.
Is there a significance?
No development center, no town center, no development district,
right,
up against the landfill.
Is this close to the Laurel Airport, though?
Mm-hmm.
Is this
Laurel Airport would be just to the east of it.
Yeah.
Just to the east. And,
right.
And
the east of it? Or west?
Yeah.
Is that another one that Del Dot is targeting for public use?
Sandport. So it's the, it's between 494 and 24,
here.
Right?
494
and 24. Yeah, this is 24. Okay. Yeah. You got it. Right there.
Yeah.
That may be.
What,
Lawrence,
what's
staff recommend on this one?
Again, same situation. There's no development district, town center that's in close proximity. If you create it, you're going to have to include everything in between. It will be a substantial gain.
I think that's the issue,
and Laurel should be about ready to start process of redoing their land use plan. They might consider it.
And that's where the infrastructure would come from. Would be
Laurel would have to be the source of the infrastructure, and you know if they want to include it in their plan, that's.
There is central water around the area of the landfill because of the landfill.
Right.
So there is central water in that vicinity, so it's accessible. But.
Mr. Lank, would Would I be correct in saying that land near an airport has some limitations of development due to the flyover runway protection zone? Was I know here at our Sussex County Airport we have that.
I think the Laurel, the Sussex County Airport and the Laurel Airport both have area protection.
Some area protection.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But again, it's typically there's only one single strip at Laurel. So they're going to be going primarily northwest and southeast. So it's a narrow parcel, it's not really large. But the biggest concern that we saw was not close to a town center or development area at this time, based on the Laurel maps. And we had no proposals in the past to go out that far.
Is Laurel planning on going out that far?
Well, we don't know that yet.
That's their prerogative if they want
they
to.
They could.
They could, and maybe that's who should be doing it.
Yeah, well, a lot of situations. If you look at the one we had previously, the Bethel site, there is some property partially in, and the rest contiguous to Bethel, then Bethel should be the one to give it some consideration or at least advise us that they wouldn't object to it. We haven't heard that. Same situation at Laurel. We haven't got the input from the town about this project because this came in late.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as staff's concerned, the fact that there's no development area or town center in close proximity to this site would give reason and justification to say no at this time.
Anybody have a compelling thought for doing anything else?
No.
I don't.
All right, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny the request to have this area in the development center due to the fact that it's not near a town center or a development center.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend that the area designated as number 3, I guess that is, right, Mr. Lang?
Yes, sir.
Number 3, not be included as a development district, developing area. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay. Next up.
The next area would be the area west of Del Mar. Be referenced at number 4 on your maps. The yellow area is already mapped on the in the comprehensive plan. It includes a large general residential area. It also includes 2 residential plan communities that have been approved as far as zoning, not yet submitted as far as plans for review purposes. Also a large subdivision, which would be on the southeastern corner of that intersection of Route 54 and 504. And that would have been, those 2 RPCs and that subdivision were all considered at the same time as part of Blackwater Creek. That area is already mapped. And you already said previously that the consensus was to include that in the plan.
I don't.
There are proposals by Shell Brothers and the Horsey family to include the area in blue. You would note that there are some small parcels that have been taken out. They've been taken out only because they weren't requested by those individuals. If you gave consideration to this, those parcels would have to be picked up to and just include them.
Would come in, yeah.
Sort of like we did it up at the Greenwood site for the Woodbridge School.
Okay.
Again, this is adjacent to a area already mapped to be a developing area. It's also, that area, just for your information, is being considered as a study area by DLDOT, the county, the town of Del Mar, the Wicomico County, all to do a study area for that, for consideration.
Sub-area.
But we didn't show any expansion.
Sub-area.
Yeah.
Under
the plan.
And that's already included in the plan.
This one doesn't bother me all that much. I think if...
And Rick had a suggestion to me today, and Rick, you might want to tell me what you said earlier today about it. This should be not considered as far as a map change, but referenced as an area that should be given consideration instead of.
Yeah, the only point is that we've already covered the issue in a sense because we've identified it as a subarea. What hasn't been identified is the specific boundaries of the subarea. That will happen as part of that whole process. Obviously, this would be considered as part of that, but since we started the subarea process, my suggestion to Lawrence was that we just wait for that to follow its course and determine the subarea at that time and just leave this as it is right now with just the area in yellow as the development area to be determined what would be included at a later date as part of the subarea study.
What is the area that is being studied with the subarea?
Well, that's what's not been defined, is the Del Mar area. The specific boundaries of that haven't been decided. There's been a an initial study group that met once. There's been some follow-up meetings and discussions with regard to that, but the group hasn't met subsequently to define the study area. So,
but it's going to be somewhere around
this
area.
It'll be in this area, and this area was generally discussed as part of the area, but we didn't define it.
Well, the one thing it was the start of that subarea planning was to develop an area we already established based on our plan. And it could expand from that, but we don't know where it's going to expand.
It would include this and obviously the area
around
Delmar. The
yellow portion is all presently.
What are these two GR areas that are out here?
They're just general residential zone property that have been zoned since 71. They're partially developed with very minimal. We just development didn't take place there. When the commission went out in the 70s, late 70s, to review the sites, they looked at sites that had a predominance of mobile homes already. And that's where a lot of those mobile homes were, but you'll see that they're mostly large parcels. Sometimes there were areas that really weren't suitable for real upper class development, maybe. I don't know how to describe that.
Let's say for a moment that we follow Rick's suggestion. And the study is completed a year and a half from now or 2 years from now. Is there a mechanism other than a subdivision application by which you can change the map at that time?
Well, there's a method through that we would have to submit for an amendment to our future land use map.
Somebody would have to ask us for that, yeah.
Through the also state plan coordination, through the PLUS process, and get approval from the Civil Delaware Advisory Council to allow us to expand.
That's how the subarea process would work. Once it's completed, that recommendation of land use and development proposals, whatever is included in it, would be recommended as a subarea amendment to the county's adopted comprehensive plan. Because we're allowed to have a countywide plan or area-wide plans for parts within the county.
Who's responsible for getting that subarea study done?
Well, right now, I'm trying to think. All the committee is some individual property owners in the area. Town of Del Mar is involved. The Del Mar School District, the Wicomico County Planning Office. I think Wicomico County's Highway Department
and DelDOT and Austin State Planning. I mean, all of them have been involved in it.
And our favorite circuit rider.
Our office. That's that important. But he was here.
Nope. He did raise his hand when I said who was responsible.
I can't read like 20.
For the record, Mr. Chairman, I'm responsible for the cats.
All right. Well, for the record, would you mind introducing yourself so that this is not a public hearing, but we are going to ask you to speak to us for a minute.
Pardon me, gentlemen. For the record, Brian Hall, Office of State Planning. To give you some very basic background, as Lawrence and Rick alluded, we have had our first initial meeting. We are finalizing basically what are the key pieces to getting this thing up and running, which is basically who is going to be responsible for paying for it and what are the final constraints. Because one of the challenges that we've had is just as you're experiencing today with such this request for additional parcels to be included in your plan, Maryland has asked for additional information or additional opportunities to arise from this, the school district, et cetera. Our tentative idea is to hear about the middle of May, reconvene the initial working group to outline what is the scope of work. And then, based upon the target that was set forth by most that were there, we want to be done within 6 to 9 months. Based on discussions with Department of Transportation and some of the Delaware components, not factoring in Maryland, just looking at Delaware, we feel comfortable 6 months could get it done.
Okay. My concern is that, in fairness to the general citizenry of Sussex County, it seems to me that it would be prudent to wait, let you guys do your work, and then make a decision, do something. But in fairness to the folks that are making this request, it shouldn't take forever.
No, sir. We have.
That's where I'm coming from.
For the benefit of the group, one of the key players that has been involved in this process has been members of Ocean Atlantic and Element Design, representing, I believe, the Horsey family, mm-hmm. as well as Preston Schell and his group. They have been an active participant in this process. They have set forth some parameters as far as time constraints on what they anticipate their build-out to be, as well as what their requirements are for completion of the plan. They were in agreement that we would target 6 to 9 months, and they felt comfortable with that, building upon that. Our challenge now is that the expansion proposed, alluding to what Mr. Kautz said, is that we've got a real balancing act here, particularly with the Department of Transportation and the ability for finances associated with this, because we're looking at two states involved in this process. And one of the challenges that we're working at is to ensure that we, as a state, preserve the financial resources for the entire Route 13 corridor, and that's part of this exercise. So we're looking at constraining this area as well as getting it done relatively quickly.
Okay.
So amendment to our this new plan would not be a problem if we went to the...
No, we would look for the completed product. The product then would be an amendment for adoption that was consensus from the group.
Okay.
And then that process would move through the normal plus review as well as the required process identified by county legal staff. For proper adoption and inclusion in the comprehensive plan. So the study would be, realistically, as we're saying, we're shooting for 6 to 9 months. Whatever necessary process associated for adoption and inclusion would then follow.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Yes, sir.
But don't go too far away. We might need you again.
Yes, sir.
Another concern on this site is its size.
Gentlemen, I kind of think we should let the folks do their work and then see what they have to say, and rather than it seems to me that we might be just jumping the gun if we just arbitrarily add it in now. We're not saying no forever. We're just saying, you know, hang on, stay tuned. That's just my opinion. Since none of the rest of you are speaking up, so.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to have an opinion.
If it's only going to take maybe 9 months or so, that.
I don't think it's any great inconvenience to them. My concern, and I sensed exactly where you were coming from, Mr. Gordy, which is why we wanted to hear from the expert, was that, you know, it shouldn't. You hear all these people involved, and you think, well, this is going to take 10 years to figure out. But Mr. Hall seems committed to exercising his best efforts to make it happen, and I think maybe we should give him a chance before we start doing stuff.
And we're not really sure how large this study area might be.
They might come back and ask for something much larger or smaller.
A lot larger.
Yeah. Could, you know, so let's
there's interest on both sides of Delmar.
Yeah, there is.
Delmar to connect to this site.
So let's just not be hasty.
Deny it presented.
Sorry about that.
I just recommended it not be included at this time.
Great Adventure, my name is out of the box.
Revisit the study. Let's hope they understand that we're not saying why we're saying not now.
Sorry.
Well, he reminded me, so let me turn
better
my...
Better than my Christmas music that I had done with socks that time.
Yeah, your Christmas socks.
All right, that was good. We all needed that.
I think one of the things you can do in the meantime, maybe Mr. Gordy's working on his motion, is there a consensus, Mr. Wheatley, if you want to ask for the what's plotted in yellow. That's already published.
Well, the yellow's done. Consensus on the yellow because it's already happening.
Okay. The original one?
It's already mapped.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that we...
Mr. Chairman, I move that we, at this time, deny the application for a proposed expansion of the number 4 and to be revisited after the study is done by the state and other, I guess, state of Maryland also, and other agencies.
You know, the sub-area study.
Sub-area study.
Second.
So we moved and seconded to recommend that the area noted as number 4, that the expansion area not be included in the developing area at this time, but that the that it be revisited upon completion of the sub-area study. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, what's next?
The next item is on the north side of Route 24, just east of Laurel, probably a mile and a half. It's just this property, and it's 3 parcels of land, and that came in just in the last month or so before we had our public hearing. It's not connected to any development areas or town centers in Laurel.
What's the hatched area?
Either state. This is a protected area, either state land or Nature Conservancy land or some other group. Or it could be permanent easements through the Ag Department.
I thought you had said Ag Preservation.
I believe it's an Ag easement.
I think it is too, but I just...
The one that's contiguous.
It's protected. Yeah, the one contiguous is probably an Ag. A permanent easement.
Parcel's mostly woods now?
Yeah, I think it is, mostly.
Okay. Is there any infrastructure out there?
No. No infrastructure
at all. That we know of? Is there any planned that we know of? Is it being studied or...
No, not to my knowledge.
How far away is the nearest developing area border?
Basically, it'd be Laurel.
So if you do this, you got to take in everything between.
Basically, it stops at the developing area is their town center.
It's
at Laurel, just to the east of town limits. It's it's not that far out. It goes out toward the branch out off of Records Pond.
Staff's recommendation is too far out?
Basically, should be considered if town Laurel showed the potential for growth as a town center development area and there's infrastructure available.
Right, and I don't want that to be lost on anybody. The towns have the option to do what they would like to do. You know, they have not only their areas and their limits, but many of them have areas that they're suggesting that are areas of concern that exceed their boundaries. So we know that they're looking at these things, and they have the opportunity to annex them if that's what they want to do. You know, so.
And any infrastructure would be provided by the town, not the county in that situation.
Right, and that, right, and then if the town's willing to extend the infrastructure, then that makes a difference to us too. So, you know.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny the request for map number 5 due to the fact that it's not close to a town center or a development center.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend that the area number 5 not be included as a development area because it is too remotely located from infrastructure and other developing areas. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
Number 6, you see two areas. One area is already mapped. It's already been given consideration. It was exhibited through the public hearing process. That would be the area just west of 113 and north and south of Route 16. There's an area that's off of 213, the requested area, and it backs up to the railroad. The towns are developing area from the Ellendale plan surrounds it but does not include it on three sides. The infrastructure plans for the Ellendale Sewer District surrounds it but doesn't include it also. So it's like two parcels just south, the small parcel to the east, and the parcel between Ellendale and this site are in the Ellendale plan and also in the Sewer District, but this site excluded.
Is there a reason?
I haven't got a direct answer on that, but I asked that question. The capacity for the Sewer District is pretty limited. The sewer treatment and disposal is handled through Georgetown, so it's all pumped from Allendale. So the capacity is just not there, so that's most likely why it wasn't included.
Then Georgetown's going to pump it to Milton.
Yeah, somebody's going to pump it somewhere.
But the sewer,
it's not included in this. It's not included in the infrastructure for the sewer district, and it's not included in the Ellendale growth area at this time.
But three sides of it is.
Sounds like it maybe should have been, though.
Oh, yeah, I agree. What you see is the area between Ellendale, and then you see a bunch of lots along 213, and the two parcels just to the south are in.
The long parcels.
The sewer district and the growth area around Ellendale, but this site's not.
They're going to pump by it, but
they
not
pump right down to the area.
I don't. This one, I think, maybe needs to be in a development district area.
Well, if it's in a development district, they would still have to go through the engineering office for
expansion
of the sewer district.
Right.
They would have to get the rezoning to use the property or subdivision approval or something of that nature, get all the approval necessary.
Right.
Just being included in a development district doesn't mean it'll be approved as a project.
Exactly.
Right.
It doesn't, yeah.
But it certainly seems logical given the, you know, the locations of the, you know, the surrounding properties.
I think they got something against a guy or something.
I don't know.
Mr. Chairman, my recommendation is for approval of the map number 6 to be included in the comprehensive plan.
As a developing area.
What we would have to do there is to pick up, which I think we already have, just to make sure. Yeah, we already have it, so we would just fill in that little white spot that's in between the orange of the development area.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend inclusion of the area number 6 as a part of the developing area. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, next.
And now, the reference to the motion, I'll just make reference that since it's surrounded by growth area. Number 7, the area around Eagle's Nest, which has a church, a school, there's some commercial activity, there's some residential activity, has already been included on the map, and we have already taken action to consensus to allow that to stay. The other portion was the L-shaped piece, which is John Argo's property. It's presently farmed. It's across from, on both 235A and 233 subdivision lots, and it's in close proximity to the Eagle's Nest site, but there would have to be a connection to give it consideration. There's no infrastructure at this time serving that site, either for central water or sewer. It has frontage on 233, 235A, and a small portion of frontage on 16. The 2002 plan showed this site, based on the information we received from Milton, as it was almost totally within a growth area. When we came back and started this plan, the Milton's plan had taken that portion out of their proposal. So it's not included in a development area at this time, not in the growth area for Milton. Milton's moving more towards the northwest and southwest.
What are the staff's thoughts on that?
Well, what you see there, to me, you have a parcel that could be developed under present zoning. And it's not got infrastructure. You had to create the infrastructure on itself, unless for some future date would grow. The only difficulty I had with it was that it was in 2002 growth area. That's about my only comment I would have on that. It was in the growth area
not two days, yeah, 2002, right?
Yeah, because that was part of the town growth area, the town, and subsequently the town
changed their plans.
And they've taken it out.
Yeah, and that was one of his arguments, that it was originally in a growth area. He didn't purchase it because it wasn't a growth area. I think it was already his, to the best of my understanding.
Mr. Lank, the road frontage on 16, is that significant or insignificant enough that we should factor that in?
That's several hundred feet. I don't know the exact size, but it's not substantial. I could go through the box and find it. I got all the stuff right here.
That gives me
scale.
An idea.
This is, you do scale, so it's really hard to say what it would be by scale. You can see there's about three small parcels across from it. Some of those are already zoned commercial. Three little squares, basically. They're probably 450 to 600 foot is what it would end up to be, max. Just looking at that and not going to the actual survey. I have a copy of the survey.
And it adjoins commercial property?
Across from.
Yeah.
And your recommendation or your thought would be to include this parcel here?
No, so if you that triangle portion is actually an ag preservation district. And it is.
This one, I guess, the triangle here.
It is a permanent easement. Protected lands. So that part isn't necessary to be connected. You'd have to connect everything down 16 to connect to that portion of the southerly side of that yellow line. All this that would have to go in.
So this triangle here is ag preservation?
No, the one just above it.
Oh.
The one above it.
Okay. Which one's ag preservation?
One to the northeast.
Pocket of the yellow.
The one that's round.
This one right here?
No.
This one. Oh.
Right.
Or square.
Almost square, but it's sort of triangle portion out of the development area.
Yeah.
So and then all of the up 16 would then be?
To connect his property, you'd have to connect it to a development district already established. And you'd have to pick up a connection. That would be the connection on 16, all the frontage on 235, and to connect at 233. That way you'd pick it up. And there are several parcels in there. There's also several larger tracts. I don't know how many acres that would be. It would be half, make it half again as large as what it's already mapped to be.
Yeah, it's not that you can't do anything.
Do we know why Milton took it out of theirs?
No idea. They just they redid their plan. Different planner for one. Didn't feel they had the growth to go to the east and basically deleted that portion, both sides of Route 16 out of their growth area. That was pretty substantial on that side too, that's probably why.
I don't know this for a fact, but it may have something to do with utility service, availability of sewer and location, that kind of stuff. Because again, as we've said before, the municipality primarily responsible for utility services in a case like this.
There are several ag preservation districts and also permanent easements that surround that property, other than two tracts that are not yet established to be in those ag preservation districts. There would be an agriculture connection there.
Do you know, Mr. Lank, what those commercial properties are now?
What they are now? Lockwood Engineering, or Lockwood Builders, and they have some warehouses and a construction yard. And there's was either a NAPA store, Federated Parts, or one of those, just on the south side, right across the intersection from the site. Used to be Brown's Auto Parts at one time. That's probably been 10 or 15 years ago, but it's changed to another name. The original Eagle's Nest Church was in the old Best Building, which is on that corner just across from the site. That's where it originally started. And there was a daycare and Sunday, you know, mm-hmm. the church was there. And then that road on both sides, or one side of 233 and one side of 235A were stripped lots, three-quarter acre or an acre, 150 front, pretty much stripped off. Pretty much built on already.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as far as my thoughts about that, given the location on Route 16 and the location of some other commercial properties and what's happening in that area, I certainly would not be opposed to including it in a developing area. Given the access that's available through Route 16 and whether or not it gets developed is another matter.
So if the commission was receptive to this, it would require inclusion of those properties north of 16, and south of 235, and east of 233, as in addition to this parcel as a
that triangle area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still leaving out the ag preservation that already exists.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a motion?
No, that's just my thoughts.
Oh.
You said you seem to be the only one that had thoughts, and I just wanted you to know you weren't the only one.
Thank you.
Yeah. I concur with Mr. Johnson.
I agree.
Mr. Chairman, I motion that map number 7 be included in the development district because it's close to the town of Milton.
And I would also, from what you're saying, it's you'd have to pick up the intervening parcels that you talked about in that triangle, and it would be, I guess, added to the area already mapped. Is that just so that's clear? Would that
all
be
right? Good. Got enough explanation for you, Lawrence?
If you said that,
yeah,
is that what you said?
I said that.
You have to incorporate what I said.
That triangle,
the map number 7, and to include the 235 and the 16.
233.
Area in between.
Okay.
Yes.
Done?
Done.
It's moved and seconded to recommend inclusion of the areas on number 7 plus the areas required to connect number 7 to the existing development area for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. Number 8.
Number 8 is a site southwest of Milton. It's on directly on Route 30. It was a site recently. This letter was received early in the process. We included everything that had been submitted. And since that time, we've had public hearing on this site, and it's been approved for a cluster subdivision. It was a Hastings property and...
Hastings Hollow.
The Hastings Hollow is what it was proposed. It has preliminary approval. So I don't see it being necessary to be included as part of the development.
That's what the staff's recommendation is.
Right.
Yeah.
It's already been approved for subdivision. It's really not necessary.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, requested proposal on identifies number 8. My recommendation is I recommend that we not approve it as part of the developing area, based on the fact that it's already been approved as a on a preliminary basis as a cluster subdivision.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend that area number 8 not be included in the developing area as it has already been approved for a subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay. Number 9.
Number 9, again, is a large section around Harbison. Includes all of Harbison, the Allen's Foods facilities, the industrial zoning on the north side of 9, some commercial zoning and B1 zoning on the south side of 9. It includes the Beaver Creek Project, Lazy Lake, all the properties north of Route 291. It also includes the portion along 3rd, north of, on 30, excuse me, 5, east of 5 and north of 9, that is the existing RIP sites and the sewage treatment facility and the water treatment facility for the Beaver Creek project. And then it goes down and sort of follows the boundary line of the Cool Spring Farms projects on 262. That area is already mapped, and it was already earlier approved to remain on the map. There was a site proposed by Preston Dyer that originally was an ag preservation district under the 10-year program. Since purchased, it's requesting inclusion. Stated because of the recent approval for artesian water for that general area of Route 9 and 247 for sewer water treatment. It would be one of their franchise areas. If you were to include that on property, you would have to include properties between it and the part that's already mapped. And if you do so, it makes sense to pick up all those properties along 262 and portions of the property on 290 to make a connection. And if I can show you, it would be basically these and this area here, which is already subdivided, probably 100 plus lots. It would be this portion and that portion.
What's the outlook for sewer?
When we just approve the site.
The only sewer presently would be for the purpose of the Beaver Creek, but again, the was artesian, I believe. Cool Spring.
Artesian.
Artesian had the volunteers for sewer and water treatment that was approved in the last year.
Oh, yeah.
It's that, within their franchise.
Yeah. This parcel here we just approved.
Included, and it would include that portion there.
Makes sense.
The parcel north of 262 and west of 247, we just approved that as a preliminary subdivision, correct?
Yeah, there was. That's further up.
Right there.
Yeah, right. That's right. That was recent. That was, I can't remember the name of the company, but Rick Banning was represented for that application just in the last couple of months. This is probably 400 feet, maybe 500 feet from the connection to the site that's on, starts on 291. But again, if you pick this up, you need to pick up in between. And if you're going to pick up in between, you should pick up the area of Cool Spring Farms and Cool Spring, maybe all of Cool Spring Farms. I can't remember. Part of it's called Cool Spring Farms. It looks a little dense because the lots are 10,000 square foot, which should be on Central Sewer. The infrastructure. And the artesian site was north of 9 and
247.
East of 290 and south of 247. That's up on the other side. They don't have to be included, but that's where the service would be made available probably for that expansion. We didn't get any statements from artesian saying they were going to provide service to that site, but it was kind of led in the letter that that's a possibility.
So that would be a logical extension of the area you already mapped?
If you gave it that consideration, it would be logical to pick up that area.
Given the amount of development that's already occurred in that area?
Correct. And it probably should have been included in the original. When we picked up Lazy Lake, we should have picked up Cool Spring Farms.
Yeah.
And then you would just go around the area of Cool Spring Farms, which is a triangle, and then the area is probably 200 foot deep across 200 foot deep from 262, and then go down 262 to where the number 262 is written.
Yes.
To get a connection to that point.
This white strip. This
right here. Yeah, that white strip. That's just one parcel in between.
So you connect to Broadway.
Right. Well, don't need to. It's already an ag preservation district, permanent easement. It's already protected.
This.
Sorry, protected.
So they would go down, turn, come here.
Right. You'd go down and pick up those sites in between.
Would you go this way?
No. You can because that's where we just screwed subdivision, and you should go down at least to that
line right there, that triangle sheet.
And what's this subdivision?
It was just recently approved the last couple months, preliminarily for Rick Banning. I can't remember the title.
Yeah.
It was a site that we considered a year or two ago for a boat storage.
They got turned down, and then we approved it.
Came back in, applied to subdivide, and got the approval.
Yeah, that's the one that was that bordered the creek there. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the requested proposed area identifies number 9, my motion is that we recommend approval of the inclusion with the area already mapped, and that the area be extended to include that of the lands bordering on 247 to Route 9. Is there a road number back here? Because I want to go here. Yeah.
From Route 9.
From Route 9. Right.
That would be the area west of 247.
Correct. Because that's the area that we recently approved that one subdivision.
It would pick up the other small parcels too.
And that would pick up the all those mobile home areas that are in that.
The Cool Spring Farms.
Cool Spring Farms.
And how would you connect it to this site? Are you just expanding that, or are you including this site also?
Including the requested proposed site along 247, back to that where it would connect to the site here. Because this part's here in that ag land.
It's an ag, yes. Exactly.
But are you going to bring it all the way over?
Yeah.
Okay. That would include the parcel that already front on
290.
This is 290 here.
Oh.
So.
Let me ask another question. So at all, those three parcels just contiguous, those parcels should also be picked up. They're already existing parcels.
Right here, one, two, three.
That would make a more appropriate connection.
Like this, along this line here.
Right.
Yep.
Do you want to give consideration to the commercial strip that runs along Route 9? It's already being developed.
Right. That's I would see this from
these.
I would see here over to 291 or 290.
That.
Yeah.
So you bring it up here.
So
let me show the rest of the commission what you're saying. Okay.
You got one. Here you go.
Going down Route 9.
Go laying
down. I can't do the road number. That would pick up this.
Doing the dictation, all right.
I'm prepared.
And there. Including all that.
So what's this here?
That's an ag preservation.
That's ag. Okay.
Yeah.
That's when you're talking
about it.
But look what's going on there.
Yeah.
It's going to follow suit.
The part in yellow.
That's what I thought, yes.
And this was proposed, mm-hmm. And you're picking
right.
up the connector of the adjoining properties, going out and picking up existing zoning, GR, mm-hmm. and also existing zoning commercial and the parcel already subdivided.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mr. Johnson, I think you made a motion, but you might want to maybe restate it since there was a lot of questions that went on.
Okay.
After it was made. To find the property.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of the inclusion of the requested proposed property and to include the area which extends from Route 247 and Route 9 back to Route 290, and to include the commercial area that's adjacent to Route 9, and all of the Cool Spring Farms area.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend inclusion of the area number 9, including the requested parcel plus the area is necessary and logical to connect it to the existing development area as described in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay, number 10.
All right, number 10 is the area, again, just to highlight the reference, you see a black heavy line that goes around Red Mill Pond. That is the environmentally sensitive development area already established. There's a yellow area on that map, which has already been proposed in the plans as we've been reviewing them for several months. That would be the Pine Town subdivision, which is being provided with Central Sewer, and two parcels, one of which is Draper and the other which is Loblolly Farms or Loblolly Acres, I forget the title. That's already included. The area in question now would be Overbrook Acres, lands of Thomas Robertson, lands of Robert Robertson, which are all, we received letters on all three of those sites numerous times since before we started the map, and since the staff originally had recommended that they not be included, and then, but the letters have again come forth. The 600 foot of all those parcels are already in the environmentally sensitive development area. So there's availability for infrastructure for sewer within that 600 foot. So that portion has been calculated into the sewer district. It's not being provided. It's not been extended to that area. It's not in the sewer district right now, but it could be applied for. If you give consideration to inclusion of these parcels, you should give consideration to include the area in between the blue and the existing environmentally sensitive line. It would be just this area because it's already subdivided. And that gives you a connection to the environmentally sensitive at Canary Creek. So it basically would follow that around.
Isn't that an RPC there?
Yes, it's an RPC here. Subdivisions, pretty much substantially all around it.
I'm drawing a blank on that name.
Activities here.
I'm drawing a blank on the name of that RPC.
Painters Mill.
Painters, yeah.
Right.
I have trouble forgetting, remembering that.
So if you are receptive to giving these considerations, you should consider the area in purple, which is already a subdivision, already got some commercial activities along Route 1. There's piano stores, it used to be a real estate office, and et cetera.
Okay. And they're zoned AR1 or highway commercial?
This is AR, this is commercial, some uh-huh. conditional uses, there's some commercial here.
Mm-hmm.
And these are zoned AR1 at present. You see it?
Yeah, I know which time I did.
Is it Norbert?
What, the subdivision?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I know where it's from the map. Right.
Well, the subdivision, I remember, was developed originally by Joseph Lobiondo, but I'm not sure. I think it's Miller something. I think it's Miller Creek. I will swear to it, though. That's all for record.
Any comment? Anybody have any?
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, given the location of the RPC and all the other development in the area, and the fact that it's located on Route 1 and part of it's in the environmentally sensitive area, it makes sense to me. Concluded, plus the area that Lawrence had suggested that abuts the environmentally sensitive area. That's my opinion, Mr. Chairman.
I agree with that, and my motion is for to include in map number 10 the area requested and what is the name of this purple area?
It's Miller Creek, but I wouldn't swear to it. It's Joseph Lobiondo subdivision area to get a connection to the creek.
To the creek. I would add that be included with the area map in blue to be included in the development district.
Second.
So moving to seconded to recommend inclusion of the number 10 requested area plus the area immediately adjacent in order to connect it to the development district as described in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay, number 11.
Number 11 is, I did color that wrong. It shouldn't have been yellow. It should have been loop. It's a small lot that was rezoned B1. The uses on the parcel are warehousing, permitted based on the application submitted, but it's limited. And Hal Dukes owned the property, and he was really asking for more of a C1 consideration than he was a incorporation to a development district. It's not a development district there. It's mostly commercial zone property. There's a house mover, an ambulance service, a pontoon express, a church, a warehousing facility in a commercial district, and he was contiguous. The reason he went to B1 was for the purpose of get the rezoning so he could start using the property and not have to go through the plus process. If he went to C1, he had to go through the plus process, so he chose to go B1. Now he's had to apply for conditional uses for almost everything he does. So he was hoping to get rezoning. So staff recommendation would just not be included since it's not in the development district. And his considerations, which he'd been advised, should be to apply for rezoning, go through the plus process first, and see what kind of consideration he gets.
Sounds like a perfect motion to me. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend against the inclusion of the property identified on map number 11 as part of the developing area, as it is not within any or nearby any developing area and is more appropriately the subject of a rezoning request.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend that the area 11 not be included in the developing area for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
The next, number 12 on the map is the area north and northeast, or northwest, of the town of Millsboro. It's adjacent to Millsboro's boundaries. It's also adjacent to the county landfill, or what was called the Stokely landfill, and it's on both sides of Route 20, maybe 1,000 feet off of Route 113. It's also east of 432, and a portion of it being east of 412.
What is it about landfills that make them so desirable for development property?
They're wildlife areas.
They all probably also happen to be the highest points in the county, so if we have a hurricane, you're on drier land.
This one's not that
kind of interesting.
Well, let's hear it.
It was suggested that the applicants go to the town of Millsboro, see what the town of Millsboro thought. The town of Millsboro responds basically, not in their words, but interpretation of their words, that they're going to be working on their comp plan in 2009, and they would like to wait before they give it consideration. We've looked at it. We've discussed this with engineering staff, and there's a concern of engineering staff because of the leachate that could come from the landfill impacting that stream that splits this property. And there's a concern there. There's no infrastructure presently available unless it were to come from the town of Hillsborough or else, and then a private sector went in and provided the sewer and water services. We also gave consideration to trying to reduce it. And the suggestion there was that we could give consideration to the area south of Route 20, east of 432 and 412, and then pick up the three subdivisions that already exist, which you can see the layout of those subdivisions that connect with this property. Put a little purple on here again. And that's not saying that's a recommendation. We've found several ways you can look at this one.
And so you'd be going along here, using
basically use
Route 20.
So not the back half.
Not the north side.
Because of the stream.
Right. And we're not saying we recommend this. We just said that was one of the options we looked at. You would use 20 along.
Because these two developments.
Right. It's probably not very good.
Right.
Okay. Why wouldn't you do?
Again, the concern I get from staff, not just including our office, but engineering staff, et cetera, is there's a concern for landfill, and also the fact that the town of Middleburg is going to be doing their plan in 2009, or starting in 2009, and that we should get their consideration and comments on it also. The other process, I don't know if they're supposed to be doing 2009.
They're due in, I believe, September of 2009.
So they're working on now, probably, but we are getting ready to start working on it. Suggestion there being that, again, like the one we looked at Del Mar,
mm-hmm.
it's an area that could be considered, not necessarily a sub-regional planning area, but it's something that we could, if they felt the need for it to be brought up within the next year or so and go through the process as an amendment to the comp plan, we'd have to go through the PLUS and Livable Delaware Advisory Council and get their support before we could make a decision on it. Or else you do it one of the two or three ways we've discussed. It didn't really make much sense to split it. It's all one track. It's several tracks of land. It totals 600 or 800 acres or something of that sort.
Well, and I think it makes sense, Mr. Lang, given the amount of expansion and annexation that Millsboro has done in recent years, that we allow the town of Millsboro the opportunity to consider as part of their land use planning.
I agree with that. And again, it's in the last opportunity to developers that these parts that you reject have, they still have the right of the council action in the future.
Sure.
They're going to consider the same thing we did.
Right, and once again, even though they're not, they might not be included in the developing area, it doesn't preclude them from attempting to develop it in the meantime.
Well, in addition to what I said about engineering, the engineering office has been talking about them for months, and they've also talked about greater setbacks, how to fence the property to keep children and others and animals away from the branch, you know, by fencing it or something of that nature, easements or whatever. And so there's been multiple discussions on this property. But if you are favorable to doing all of it or part of it, you should probably include the area I showed you that included those three subdivisions. It would just make sense to include them,
right?
And the properties in between.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny the request for number 12 and possibly revisit it after the town of Millsboro has their input on their comp plan for 209.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend that the area number 12 not be included in as a development area and to revisit the issue after the town of Millsboro has completed their comp plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
I've basically already provided comments on number 13 and 14. The one, number 13, has already been approved as already on the map, it's been reviewed through public hearing. That was the area that was part of Millsboro Town Center, or not Millsboro, Millville by the sea. And then number 14 was already included. It is the Johnson Corner Sanitary Sewer District.
Okay, so they don't need motions, right?
They don't need a motion on this.
Okay. That's the map. Okay. Shall we move on to the suggested addenda for consideration?